comes to mind when I say the word gift? Okay, now some of you love receiving presents, okay, and that's fine and that's great. Now others of you, when I say gift, what comes to mind is stressful. Maybe, I'll tell you what, there's people in the room right now who've had a secret Santa and the name that's been drawn for you is the most awkward person to buy. In fact, they're in the room right now because you know whatever you're going to give, they're going to take it back to the shop and get something new. In fact, do you know what? Let's do an armistice. Let's say, right, all we're going to do is we're going to give receipts to these people and say, you could just go yourself. Here's money for the bus and here's a receipt because I know you're going to go there anyway. Now, some of you love buying gifts, okay? Now, your bank account hates it, but you love buying gifts and giving it. It's like your love language, your way that you show affection. But if you're like me, you just like being in the room. You just like being in an atmosphere where people are giving gifts and receiving gifts and you're in that sort of atmosphere. And you're a little bit sick like me as well, where you even enjoy it, where there's those awkward moments where someone gives a gift to someone that's a little bit over the line. You know, like, oh, sweetheart, thank you so much. Oh, got a treadmill. You know, just what I wanted. Oh, thank you. A year's subscription to Slimming World. Oh, thank you so much. Here's a pigs in blanket. You know, I just love being in the room and everything is chaos and there's people giving and receiving, because that is what we're looking at today. We are looking at what is the real gift of Christmas. I think there's something in giving. There's something special about it. Let me explain. Let's break it down. So I go to the shop and I buy something, or if you're from Wigan, you might steal it. But that's just if you're from Wigan. Don't be angry, I'm from Wigan too, okay? So you might go to the shop, buy something, and I give it to you freely. And in this process is something quite special. So hang on. I go somewhere, I purchase something, I own it, so I've paid a price for it, a cost for it, and I am now deciding that I want to give it to you freely. There's something special in that. But sometimes you receive a gift that isn't just special, but it's significant. You know what I'm talking about? Those gifts that you get sometimes that you feel just don't, you just don't deserve it. It's either worth so much or it's so big or it's so generous that you feel like, well, I didn't deserve this kind of gift from you. And it becomes something not just special, but significant. Me and my wife, Hannah, years ago, I remember this one time, this couple turned up and they said, we want to give you our old car. And we were like, you know, you talking to us? Like, really? And we had an older car at that time, so having this car was a huge blessing. They were like, yeah, we love you, God loves you, really appreciate you. And we were bowled over. We were like, we don't deserve this. But they were so cool and chill about it all. And it just meant something to us. We were like, I just don't deserve it. Now, that's an extreme example, okay? But I'm sure there are things in your life where you've had a similar experience. It could be a thank you gift or a birthday present or, like my story, just a random act of kindness. But it's abundant, it's generous, it's a blessing. And this is why these kind of gifts are so significant. Because when we give to someone, we are showing them that they are valued. We are showing that individual that we care about them, we honor them, we're grateful for them, and that they mean something to us. That is when gifts become significant. Now, we live in a Western culture which promotes the idea that you can buy something that equates to someone else's value. And so many people this time of year get into massive amounts of debt, accumulating things to try and measure and equate to the entire value of that person they're giving to. You know, rings, PlayStation, and all that. Most of that is a noble pursuit. We want to show love to others. But isn't it crazy to think that I could buy something that ever equated to your value, not only to me, but to humanity? Here's the deal, right? The significance of your gift is based on the sacrifice of the giver. Oh, now, come on, that is deep. That is deep, that, my friend. The significance of the gift is based on the sacrifice of the giver. Now, let's divert for a second, okay? Because we're talking about the gift of Christmas. And we're going to sing in a minute. But let me tell you about this guy, James. He writes this little bit in the Bible, and it's found in the book of James. James chapter 1 says this: "Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights." I love that little phrase. Crazy. What does that say? That says that, number one, God's a giver, that God gives. And, you know, God gets a bad rep. He's often blamed for things that he's not responsible for. Because if we get theoretical for just a minute and we break this down, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Why? Well, because God is himself good and God is himself perfect. That means he cannot and will not give you anything that is not good and is not perfect. This is why God our Father is wonderful, because he is that sort of God to you and me. Now, God's a giver. Now here's what I think. God our Father sacrifices so much for us that reveals our true value to him. I'm going to be controversial. Please remain in the room. Don't forget, my name's Ben. I'm your friend. I believe that Jesus isn't the gift of Christmas. But I believe that the gift of Christmas is that the Father gave his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Life now and life in the age to come. And you and I right now understand the value that he places on us. Not because of what the gift is, but the measure of sacrifice by which he gave it. We are loved and we are valued. Why don't we stand to our feet and join in the next song with the band before we finish?
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of love, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. For your mornings, O Lay the sin low and taught to love one another. His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Chains we shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all of